microphone one. Whoa. Wait. Hang on. There we go.
Microphone dose.
Now, why do I sound weird? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can't hear me at all.
Dreams come true.
My word. The time is 6:10 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of the conversation or have a conversation with us, the phone number is 472-5667 for people that like to spell 472-K-O-O-P. Welcome in studio special DJ apprentice guest. What?
Oh, no.
Not here today, which is fine because today is the, imagine he had something better to do.
Well, I mean,
I can't imagine what that would be.
His servitude is done and he has a free pass to come in as he pleases and he doesn't please today. That's fine.
That's true.
Turn your back on us.
Because today is the start of Co-op's new fall season, right?
Yeah.
Fall, winter. I mean, fall's got like what, 8 days left?
The back end, I think is what they call it, which is, I don't like it.
I'm going to go winter season.
Winter season?
This is the new season.
It is the winter season.
I honestly don't know the entire Saturday lineup right now, but that means that Co-op's showdown Saturday lineup is in the books. It's done.
Yeah.
It is now the stuff of legend.
Kiss it goodbye.
To be whispered about at night at slumber parties and when, swingers.
When you're trying to lift your friend.
Yeah.
Instead of saying light as a feather, stiff as a board, you say, the lineup started with, what is it?
Oh, dang, hold on.
I can't
Big
see.
Band of Classic Jazz.
Thank you.
Then we went into Clown Show. And then Adventures of Sound.
Hey, you know what doesn't work? Doing the motion of light as a feather, stiff as a board on the radio.
Yep, does not
no
work.
No one can see this.
Hey, what did we just play?
I'm glad you asked, Mac.
Yep, David.
We just heard Death, who are playing right this second.
I know.
At Fun 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 Fest. We will get to that in a minute. That was Keep On Knocking, their first song on their album for the whole world to see. Good stuff. Wish I could see it, but I'm not there. And then we started it off with the Felice Brothers, who I saw at ACL Fest. I hope that's okay, because I know in this town we judge people by the festivals they go to and not the clothes they wear like we're supposed to.
Yeah. Or the company they keep.
What? Felice Brothers from the album, why am I moving this? From the album Yonder is the Clock, that was Run Chicken Run. Good stuff, from 2009.
That's right, and I was at Fun 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 Fest earlier today, and I will return to it once the show is over. And right now, if you're wondering how dedicated we are to doing the show, I'm missing my boy Todd Barry.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. That'd be a fun thing to see.
Yep.
And you actually have a means to get in there.
That's
and
right.
See him, and you're missing him.
Wearing a wristband.
Yeah.
Saw that guy walking around. But you know what? We did not do a show together, a non-membership drive show, in 9 weeks. We got some momentum building again. Can't stop it now.
That's right. Especially with this new season. We got to start from scratch and just rebuild this whole thing. The little snowball's got to turn into a big snowball and scoop up Tom and Jerry and just send them on down the hill.
Yeah, and Spike the dog and his little kid. When the snowball settles, the kid's dead.
I didn't like those episodes.
With the one where
Spike and Tyke.
Where Spike lost Tyke.
Yeah.
Come on, son of mine.
There's that one.
Why aren't you moving? Why aren't you breathing, son of mine? Oh, my God. Oh, he's dead. Oh, that cat's going to pay.
It's so dark down that well. He could be doing anything down there. Come on, Tyke. Give me a sign.
Even though Hup is not with us today, we will soon probably be picking up another apprentice. And you might be saying, wait, there's no way I could be that apprentice. Actually, there is. Because Monday at the Moose Lodge, 7 p.m., is Co-op's orientation meeting. And at that meeting, one of those lucky people, if they have an interest in Yak Yak Radio, they will be our apprentice. That could be you.
Yeah.
This is, I'm legitimately, no blowing smoke, no BSing. You could be on this show in like a matter of 2 months or something like that. I don't know what it is. But the journey starts Monday, 7 p.m. at the Moose Lodge.
In fact, there's an
orientation meeting. Be there.
There's a small chance. We're talking with the coordinators right now. We might actually be there to do a rose ceremony to pick our next apprentice.
Yes.
That would be fun. That would be a blast.
In fact, I would really like to show up at that just to put a Co-op face on, but I don't know if I can make it because I have stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you should go if you're interested in having a show on Co-op.
Yeah.
There's no, it's not like we're going to take your name and put it into some sort of like weird mailing address and you're going to get international mail.
Yeah.
That catalog of silk robes for men, like I got once.
That's still the best prank I ever pulled.
And but yeah, if you have any interest, you should do that. But yeah, we'll be talking about Fun Fest. We'll be giving away some tickets.
Yeah, doing a ticket giveaway later.
We'll be doing a ticket giveaway for Peter, Bjorn, and John next Sunday, not tomorrow, but the 15th at La Zona Rosa.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be giving away tickets to that later in the show.
Yeah, wait
Stay
for it.
Tune for that.
Yes.
So what do you want to do right now? 15, you want to... I can talk about FFF for a while.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
I haven't seen you all day. I missed you, buddy. I want to hear about your adventures.
So I showed up at... first of all, I did like zero research. Oh, let's take this phone call real quick. Okay. Against my better judgment. KOOP, you're on the air.
I'm on the air.
Yes.
You guys talked about... was it Spike and Little Spike or something earlier?
Spike and Tyke,
yes.
Spike and Tyke. I think that was Doggy Daddy and Augie Doggy.
That was Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah, but he's the guy who did the...
Oh, he did do Son of Mine. Boom! What's your name, caller?
Tom.
Tom, you totally busted me.
But it's Jimmy Durante. That's the voice he does.
That's right.
Wow.
Wow. Good call, Tom.
Okay.
Thanks for keeping us honest, T.
All right, I'm here for you.
Appreciate that. You have a good day.
Keep it up.
All right. You too.
Bye. That felt nice. I like knowing that there's somebody there for me.
Yeah. No, that is very true.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I almost didn't go to Fun Fest today.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I should say that I've had like a crazy busy week,
mm-hmm.
and I did like zero research into this thing. Like, I don't know when anybody was playing. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I had to look up this morning, like an hour before. I was like, wait, I bought a ticket, right? Where is it? Oh, I got to pick it up there. That makes sense.
For this year's Fun Fest?
But I was looking at who plays where, and I almost didn't go. In fact, I almost threw up.
Really?
Because you know what the stages are called?
No.
Here, look at that right there. Read those stage names.
Okay, let's see what we got. Oh, orange stage.
Ugh.
Blue stage.
Ugh.
Black stage. Yellow stage.
Ugh. Where are your corporate sponsors?
That's too simple.
My God, that's disgusting. Where's your Coca-Cola stage?
Yeah.
Fun Fest, where's your Xbox 360? Where's your El Milagro chip stage? Where is that?
Yeah, you think I don't get joy out of watching Mission of Burma take the stage and go, hey, we're really happy to be playing on this Wavy Lays stage.
Yeah, where? What the hell? Why? How come Danzig isn't going to play on the Pert Plus stage later or tomorrow? Get with it, Fun Fest.
Jeez.
Come on, Transmission Entertainment. Get some corporate sponsors to name your stages for you.
Yeah.
Look, I love watching Kings of Leon as much as the next guy, but I wouldn't have liked it. I don't like them. But I wouldn't have liked it half as well if it wasn't on the Live Strong stage at ACL. That's disgusting, Transmission Entertainment.
Shame
you
on
get yourself some corporates. You name your stages next time. I want to go to the Hyundai Elantra stage. Or the fit, or whatever you want to call it. And watch the laughing. Laughing.
Wow, that is a really nice touch. They did that obviously on purpose. Like,
what do you mean?
Just orange, blue, yellow, black. We don't want any criticism coming at all from anywhere.
I got to actually, the little brochure that they give you, I guess it's like a directory, has some, this funny thing from the the Austin edition of the AV Club, mm-hmm. Onion's culture portion of its website.
All right.
And it says, like, reasons why Fun Fest is the best festival ever. And it has, like, little bullet points which, like, digs on other festivals. And I got to say, they're really funny.
Yeah.
And my favorite one is, no dillo dirt. How powerful is transmission? They've actually willed the earth to hold in its soil so that, unlike some other outdoor festivals, you won't spend the weekend slip sliding across reconstituted sewage because they care, which was true. But, dude, I don't know if I could go to ACL after this because this thing... And keep them. I totally will because they're on different weekends, you know.
Yeah.
But this is like so laid back. Keep in mind, you're not going to get the huge names that ACL is going to get.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I think they're still selling tickets, you know. So they probably that's probably not a laid back that Transmission Entertainment wanted.
Yeah.
The fact that like, hey, it's not sold out. But I don't know. I mean, the four stages were pretty close together. There wasn't like, you know, traipsing around a lot. No jam bands were there. Like it.
How are the acoustics? I mean, like if you were in front of one stage, did like other stages bleed over?
Yes, a little bit.
Okay.
And especially the comedy stage.
Yeah.
But I will. I'll give you my little wrap up here. So I went and I arrived and I saw the Laughing.
Mm-hmm.
The bassist, of course, friend of the show, Sean.
That's right.
I'm telling you right now, I heard a rumor that Sean's going to break off and have his own solo project.
I heard that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he bought that...
He's like the Pete Wentz of that band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he bought a euphonium the other day, and he That's was like, right. You're my ticket out of here.
He's like, how many ska bands have you heard with euphonium? One, starting now, the Sean Neasley Project. So, laughing, enjoying while you can before Sean breaks off.
Yeah.
And then... they did something kind of interesting at Fun Fun Fest. This is the first time I've went.
Okay.
The stages, or at least the main stages, are two stages together.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as they're like, hey, we're the laughing, goodbye. Then like 5 minutes later on the stage, like right next to them.
Ah.
Hey, how's it going? We're Royal Bangs. You know.
Yeah.
I guess Royal Bangs, by the way, are awesome. They are amazing. Trust me when I say that you'll be hearing them on this show later. And then after Royal Bangs wrapped up, I turned my head 40 degrees to the stage right next to it, still on the same stage, and watched Crystal Antlers.
Mm-hmm.
They were really good. And then I just kind of wandered around for a while. Saw a little bit of the Young Widows, but it was like loud and kind of didn't care. And I bumped into a friend of the show. Really? Little Stolen Moments.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
Friends of the show, Little Stolen Moments. Lindsay.
Yes.
And Stanley and the other woman's name. And they're a dance troupe around here in Austin. They say they're performing at the Blue Stage at a certain time. And I was like, well, that's when Time's New Viking goes on, but I'll stop by.
Yeah.
And so I went and they were backing up Foot Patrol.
Okay.
And Foot Patrol, as we've discussed in the show, we like the idea of Foot Patrol more than we actually like Foot Patrol.
Yes.
And this is the first time I've heard more than one song out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, first time I've seen them live or whatever. And they all, you know, they have like a horn section and all this stuff. And it looks like it's a lot of fun. Every song they played is about foot fetish stuff.
Right.
Like, I want to have sex with the feet. You know, and then like, put your toes in my mouth. But like, funky.
I got to tell you, their grooves cannot be as crucial as what you just laid down.
Yeah. You know, some bands are like, well, you know, for songs, lyrics are at the same time not important at all. And also the most important thing in the, like, you know, it's like... Foot Patrol is like the ultimate argument for lyrics don't matter. Because, you know, if you heard one song lyrically, you've heard them all.
Yeah.
I feel. But keep in mind, I only watched like about five songs. But Little Stolen Moments came and danced to it. And I'll say this. If there was a question that little dance troupe could not dance to Foot Fetish Funk, that question's buried now. They can. The nice little routine. And then after that, what did I see? I walked over Time's New Viking. And I got to say this. They did not sound like I remember them sounding.
Really?
Because it's like really loud and distorted, right?
Yeah.
In the record? This is pretty clear.
Really?
Yeah.
I would like to have seen that.
Yeah, no, I mean, well.
Would I not have?
No, I think you would have. I think they'll play either tonight or probably next month or something like that.
Yeah.
And then what I have to do after TNK? I walked past the Night Marchers, Dana, just so you know. I'm on my way to Chelsea Peretti because it was time to laugh. And that is like the yellow stage or whatever. It's mm-hmm. the comedy stage. And that is the place where you started hearing the other stuff like creep in. Because it's right behind the black stage where all the metal is.
Oh, what?
And you could hear that. That was sort of just a nice hum that sort of backed it up.
Mm.
And then, but the yellow stage is literally on the corner of 15th and Red River. So if you want to see that show for free, you could just sit outside that corner and you could hear the following bands. Like... if there's a band on the or a comedy act on the yellow stage that you wanted to see, you probably don't have to pay because some guy just like walked by the fence and like pulled down like a little bit of the covering and just at the chain link fence like watched Chelsea Peretta.
Yeah,
and he was probably enjoying it just as much as I was or whatever. But yeah, she was really funny, and apparently she writes for Sarah Silverman Show and he looks just like. Does she play? No, Laura Silverman on the Sarah Silverman program. Excuse me.
Right.
Is that Sarah's real sister?
I have no idea.
Because if it's not, and this is they're different people, then they look a lot alike. And then what else did I see? I saw a little bit of Red Sparrows. On my way to The Sword was playing and...
Just added. Yeah, saw that.
However, I remember I've listened to The Sword before.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being not so into it.
Yeah.
Just or it's just not for me. But I still kind of wanted to see him live and check him out because people like, oh, The Sword. But the people I was hanging with, they're like... Let's go see MC Chris. That'll be fun.
What?
And I was like, well, I'm not really into like Star Wars geek rap.
Yeah.
Seems like more like a novelty act. But they're like, no, it'll be fun. So I was like, you know what? All right, I'll go with the flow on this one. Because these are the same people that pointed me towards Royal Bangs.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
Yeah.
Not that I love, but I'm familiar with MC Chris. But anyway, we walked over there, and it, of course, was horrible. Like,
yeah.
He is, I don't know. Like, I'm not into the whole, like, yeah, geek pride thing.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like, well, what is that saying? Like, what do you say when you say geek pride?
You're saying, I've settled into this inferiority that you've pigeonholed me into.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to make the best of it.
Yeah, why can't you, it's like, why can't you just like what you like?
Why can't you just be pride? How about that? Pride in yourself instead of like, I'm a geek.
Yeah, like, oh, I like this movie Star Wars. Fine. Why do you like it? Why do you have to be like, oh, I like all this stuff. And so I'm accepting the fact that you're treating me like a subhuman.
Yeah.
I'll return to my underground lair and work for Mole Man.
It's a nice attempt at trying to cushion the blow, but that's geek work, okay?
Yeah, geek work. Or, I mean, come on, the David Hatta principle.
Which is?
Well, excuse me for liking what I like.
Oh, yeah.
Why can't I like what I like?
Exactly.
You like what you like. You like Boba Fett? That's fine. You want to do a rap song about him? That's fine. But I'd be like, all the geeks in the house.
Yeah.
Throw your phones at me. But yeah, plus it was just him and his laptop.
Oh, bringing out the big guns.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought, like, for sure it would just been an iPod.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, here's the thing. If you could do your entire show just by pressing play on a laptop and, like, you know, you didn't have to pay for your band to come over, you're pocketing all that money, good for you. But at the same time, it makes for a wretched visual performance. And it's not like he's like a dynamic performer. He's no Andrew WK.
Uh-huh.
Andrew WK, he could plug in a laptop at, I don't know, say the Gathering of the Juggalos. It's still kind of a... It's not good, but, it was interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you could do your set from a comfortable chair, it's not a set worth seeing unless you're Solomon Burke. But that's a whole other story.
Yeah, and at one point he, like, I forgot the words. Can I start the song over? And he, like, did or whatever.
Jesus.
But yeah.
Why don't you just open up a Word document and look at the words?
Yeah, you're already at your laptop. What's stopping you? You got the laptop. Come on! And then I had to take off. Yeah, fun fest lives up to its name, I think.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it, but I had some other obligations. Some
understood
obligations cut the line, but I was really looking forward to a lot of them. I wanted desperately to see the Jesus Lizard. I wanted to see Mission of Burma. Death, that is a great album, but I want to show you one thing.
Do show me, do.
Yeah, this is kind of sad. So I'm holding the CD for the whole world to see. I want to show you the picture of them. Because that album was released in 1975. I don't know if you know the story of that.
I do not.
Yeah, and it was, like, forgotten. And so Drag City picked it up, and they re-released it this year. Re-released it for the first time. So that's a picture on the back of them.
Yeah.
Cool dudes.
They all look really cool to me.
Three cool dudes. Just maybe they're going to pick up some ladies. Maybe they're going to hassle some shopkeepers. I don't know.
Sure.
I would like to see that, and it's a great record.
But.
Reading the Austin Chronicle.
Oh, no. Here's that's not. No.
Picture of them now.
What?
And we'll put this picture up when we put the podcast up on Mascot Wedding.
They all have, they look like
a smooth jazz trio.
They do. They're wearing matching outfits.
Yeah. And just, I mean, none of
they don't look like Death.
None of the spark here.
Did they know their name was Death?
They look like, instead of hassling shopkeepers, they work at a shop that just sells, like, rattan furniture now. And their name is Death.
Their name is Death. I don't get that. No, sir.
That depressed me. I wanted to see it so bad. Now, like, I want to see it, but for the wrong reasons.
Well, it'll still probably be enjoyable.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll be going back there later tonight. That's my FFFF report.
Well, groovy. I'm glad you're having
and
fun.
And I filed it. There you go. Boom. Ah. You want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break. Bottom of the hour, you were listening to the Mascot Wedding Show. We will come back with another segment right after. Some Elvis Costello, he put out Live at El Macambo, which was a
Where's
concert.
That?
Where is that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Portland? All right. Sure, why not?
Look, I didn't write the liner notes.
Look, all right? Fine. Let's begin every sentence with look. Look.
Hold on.
Here's what we're going to play.
Look.
Look.
More Mascot Wedding Show right after Lipstick Vogue.
Look.
Scott Laster, the Lipstick Vogue. These guys got the right idea to stand it up.
Mascot Wedding Show back.
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 My name is Mac Blake.
My name is David Hatta, and we just heard Elvis Costello from the Live at El Macambo record. He re-released it again for the first time. A lot of re-releases being played on this show today.
Yep.
I want to play something else off. Good stuff, Lipstick Vogue, that was. And the entire record is awesome. Like, Pitchfork actually had a really good line in their review of it. And it was like, this record is so good. Like, it makes me want to remember, like, the last time Elvis left us wanting more. Like, because all of his records lately are lousy.
Yeah.
But to listen to him right now on the Alma Combo record, top of his game.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure if I wanted to get this record. I ended up getting it, obviously. So I went on a website that has product reviews.
Sure.
And everybody down the line gave it 5 stars. Except for one guy. Out of 5. Except for one guy who gave it 1 star. And that guy gave it 1 star because he complained about the distracting audience.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Apparently there is, like, you know, and it's a live show. Like, any live recording is going to have, like, hoots and hollers and crowd noise or whatever. I'm going to play you a little bit from Less Than Zero, which is another song on here. It's first few seconds. Just see if you notice anything.
It's called Less Than Zero.
Yeah, he's announcing the song. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That guy.
That guy right there.
Prominent throughout the record.
That guy right there.
Still going. And this isn't like... this isn't like a rousing rock song yet, right now.
There he is again. That's why I don't allow roosters into my rock shows.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. It kind of fades every once in a while, but he'll come back.
There you go. All right. You know what, though? If you listen to like some albums, like there's this Patton Oswalt album.
Yes.
Werewolves and Lollipops. It was recorded here in Austin, actually.
That's right.
And during one of the shows, he's like setting up this bit, and he's like right in the middle. He's like, you know, he's building a rhythm for the joke. He's about to hit you with the punch because, let's face it, P.O.
Yeah.
Guy's the top of his game.
Exactly. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. And but this guy like shouts something right in the middle, like right when he's about to, the joke's about to have the payoff. And then Patton Oswalt rips into him for about 5 minutes, and it's kind of awesome and amazing.
It's a little better than the bit.
Yeah, it kind of is. Because the way he rips into him, I think it's how we all feel about douchebags in concerts and stuff.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know that guy is like, check me out, bro, that's me.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know,
he's like, so whatever. Pleased about it. I'm the guy who's getting ripped.
And that guy who went to the Elvis Costello show, $5 says he went there with a plan. I'm going to be on this live album.
He's like walking through the front door and like he sees like the little pieces of paper taped up. It's like, you know, there's a recording going on, and he's like, this is my legacy right here. This is my night.
His like email address is like the woo guy at Lycos at excite.net.
Buck at GeoCities.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was good stuff. But good record. I enjoyed the heck out of it as I don't talk into the microphone. So I didn't go to Fun Fest.
That's true. You were not there today.
And I won't be there tomorrow because this week was exhausting for me because I was moving.
You did move.
Yeah, I moved out of my place.
In Sunken Valley?
Yeah. So it's so far away. It's like bordering. It's like the border like Sunken Valley and Flat Valley.
Yeah.
Like right by the Salt Flats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I moved in closer to actual Austin, which is a godsend. Like, I'm close to my friends. I'm close to bars. It's awesome.
Yeah, no, I was sad to see you go. You know, it was nice that we both lived out there in Sunken Valley, but now that you're, you know, in Austin, at least I have some place to crash when I get too drunk.
Yeah, exactly. And that's really the goal for everybody. But, like, this whole process has just been miserable. I had movers come in last Sunday, which was also a very nice treat. But I am... How do I want to say this? I'm over-considerate of other people. Considerate to a fault, some might say. And that's my way of saying I hate confrontation. And I'm saying this because the movers came in on Sunday, and I didn't have everything packed. I still had, like, posters on the wall.
Uh-huh.
I still had, like, dishes out. I still had, like, clothes in the closet and stuff like that.
You still had that unfinished puzzle?
Yeah, exactly. Like, half the cat's face, but then you're like, I know there's another cat on this puzzle.
Still working on that Lego Master Builder system?
I'm halfway through the Death Star. So rather than be like, hold on, movers, let me just pack this up for you and you can take it, I said, no, I don't want to inconvenience you guys. You guys are on the clock. Just take the big stuff. Just take the boxes I already have packed. And you can do your job and maybe get out a little early.
Yeah.
And so they did. And so I'm looking around at the post mover apartment that I'm leaving, and I'm like, oh, this isn't so bad. Dishes, clothes, some electronic stuff. That's fine. This thing turned into a nightmare that lasted until Wednesday at 3 a.m. So what I would do for the past or for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and some of Sunday, is I would go to work. And then I would do something else after work that required a couple hours of my time. And then from like 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. to about 3 in the morning, I would go to my old apartment and clean it out and clean it, like actual clean it or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Clean It.
Miserable, because I would have to get up at 7 to go to International Tomato.
That's right.
So, so yeah, 4 hours of sleep a night doing like, not back break, back hurting labor. And the thing that stinks about moving is that, especially when you get down to that point, especially when you're almost toward the end, and all you can think about is like going to your new place that's clean and nice and, you know, it's the place you want. It's pleasant. You want to get there so bad that you start to like hate your possessions, like your belongings. Like after a while, you're just like throwing stuff in boxes. You're like, these are the dumbest pillows. Why do I have such stupid pillows? Like I want to burn this entire place down. So I was starting to get to that point. And then like even the last few boxes I had were just like, it's just stuff you're throwing in because the stuff you care about, you pack first.
There's always like when you move, there's always that like you've gotten everything out. Yeah, there always seems to be these giant collection of small little pieces of crap.
Yeah.
And like at that point, you really just like, oh, I hate everything.
And you don't know how you accumulated it. You don't know why you have it. And you don't know why you have so much of it. But like everything important gets packed first. Movies get packed first. You know, the bigger electronics and stuff gets packed first. Mementos get packed first. This is just crap.
The movie Memento gets packed first.
Exactly. so like I had literally like four giant, I won't say the name, but Tupperware tubs of just like bank statements and old magazines and like half used shoe polish. But like you reach that point where you could very easily just throw it away. Like I could have just taken the box in my hand and just gone, hup, and thrown it over my shoulders and down a cliff, and I would not have cared. It's not like I'm going to wake up 3 days from now and be like, oh, man, where's that orange highlighter? Where is that orange highlighter that I have to lick to get going anyway? I could really use that right now. Oh, it was in the box I threw off the cliff.
You should go to a concert or sporting event and be like, who wants some free stuff? And then just throw away your old crap. And I guarantee you it'll be at least 5 minutes before someone's like, I don't want this.
That's not an awful idea, though.
This is the Dr. Scholl's replacement set. Why did I go nuts trying to get this?
What am I going to do with eye cream?
It's like that Human Giant sketch, the T-shirt squad. And these guys that fire out T-shirt guns. But then the people unroll the T-shirts. And it's like Rick's Casket Service or something like that. But people are mental for freestyle. Anyway, sorry.
Oh, no, absolutely. Because that's a great idea. Because in my head, I reached the point where I wanted to get rid of these boxes. Like, because I couldn't throw the stuff away. That was the crossroads I hit.
Yeah.
Like, I hate all this stuff. I don't need all this stuff. Like, opening it is going to be the most miserable Christmas present ever. Where it's just going to be like, yay, Allen wrenches. Now I can put together this, you know, discount furniture I bought. Thanks, mystery box. But like I have this like compulsion to hang on to it.
Yeah, of course.
I'm like a hoarder. But I reached the point in my head after night of, you know, waking, you know, staying up till 3, cleaning this apartment I don't want anymore. I had fantasies in my head of leaving the boxes in my car and the car getting broken into and people actually taking the boxes. Because that way I've justified like, hey, I did my part. All right. I packed the stuff away. I had every intention of letting it back into my home. These vandals, these thieves took them. So I'm sorry.
Can't believe those thieves stole the San Antonio Express News when Barack Obama got elected.
Oh, I forgot it. I had something I wanted to show you.
What?
That would be indicative of how sad and pathetic this box was.
Well, what was it? Maybe you can just tell me.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Shut up.
I'm setting it up.
Sorry.
Jeez.
Look.
New season. Already off to a bad start.
Look. Go ahead.
Look now.
Hold on.
Look Saturday.
Yep.
It was a Weekly World News.
There's no reason to have that.
Here we go. From 1994.
I have no idea where you're going with this.
And the cover. Well, that's why I'm taking you.
Yeah,
there.
I know. Well, just take me there. You don't have to comment on every one of my comments. This show's done.
You don't have to comment.
This show's done. Mascot winning show's over. We can't work together.
It's a Weekly World News from 1994 with Nostradamus predictions.
Yeah,
and I held on to it because I wanted to see if the predictions came true.
What, do you remember any of them?
No, I don't. I wish I had brought it, but I still have it because I packed it away.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, but thankfully, I'm done with it now, and I'm all moved. And that's what I was doing today. That's what I'm going to be doing tomorrow. I'm unpacking. I'm cleaning. I'm zipping. I'm zooming. I'm actually like getting stuff done. But then I hit like this point today or I just hit a wall.
Yeah.
And that wall involved fast food, which the drawback of this week has been, I thought about it today. Every meal I've had has been fast food. Literally every meal from last Sunday to today, because I haven't bought groceries yet.
Cons. Fast food is going to murder you dead.
Yes, it is.
You feel kind of horrible sometimes after eating.
Oh, yeah.
Pros. It's so delicious and quick.
Not after day three. It really is just, I need energy, put it in me. But here's the thing. Today, I was getting so much stuff done, and I in my head, I was like, oh, I have to eat.
Yeah.
So I pulled into a fast food establishment, McDonald's. I'm not promoting, but it's there.
Yep.
And not only did the food, like, when I ate it, I could feel energy leaving my body. It was the exact opposite effect of what food does. Like, I wanted to take a nap right afterwards, and I have a ton of stuff to do. But something happened when I pulled through the window that is kind of like, it was a moment of clarity. It was just like this real moment. I pull up to the first window, pull up to the second window. The lady has my bag, and she's going to hand it to me, but she does this thing. She shakes the bag. It's a real quick thing, but she shakes the bag almost like, here, fatty, you want this? Like, had she just handed it to me and just gone, see you tomorrow, and I'd have been like, you probably will, and I'd have got in my car and driven off, but she shook the bag. It was like, shh. I was like, it made me realize. Like,
you go,
yeah, exactly. And if I don't respond in kind, she'll wrap my nose with a newspaper. And yeah, that was the most depressing thing, and then I just went home. And sat on my floor because I don't have chairs, and ate a burger and kind of cried a little. So I guess what I'm saying is I can't wait till tomorrow because I have a date with IKEA, and I'll get some stuff solved.
I really, really desperately need to go to a grocery store because what happens is 11 o'clock rolls around. I was like, I've had one meal today, and it was a banana. I am starving. But I'm too lazy / tired to go anywhere other than like the Taco Cabana that's by my house.
Yeah.
Or other places around there. Specifically one place. I have an open letter to someone, if you allow. A mascot wanting open letter.
Please do. My God.
An open letter to the woman that works at the drive-thru at the Wendy's that I sometimes go to. Mm-hmm. I know it's asking you too much to let your open sores heal, but maybe when you're handling my food, you could at least wear long sleeves so I don't see them. Thank you.
You know, I had an experience the other day at Wendy's.
I still ate it, of course.
Oh, you have to.
I pay good money for this.
Yeah.
For these cheese fries. Not cheese fries, but whatever. Yeah. I don't have cheese fries at Wendy's.
There's nothing more depressing than watching your food get made because, like...
Oh, my God,
you start to notice everything about, like, hey, their hair's kind of long. Hey, it's not in a hairnet. And I'm not saying this about Wendy's. I'm saying this in general across the board.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. If you're one of the few people that still has an immunity to Taco Bell... go there and watch your food get prepared.
God.
And you'll never eat there again.
Yeah.
And not because it's gross or anything. It's just depressing. Like, I used to know a guy that this is behind since I don't even. Taco Bell might shut the show down after I tell you this.
Taco Bell secrets?
Yeah. He used to work at Taco Bell in high school, this guy, and he said they didn't even have a knife back there.
What?
Nothing was cut.
Weird.
Yes. Everything. No knives. And you're like, wait, but how did they get. Bup. You don't want to know. Things are smashed and hit.
Oh, jeez. Actually, I have...
And sometimes willed apart.
I have one more fast food horror story, and then we'll take a real quick break because we're coming up...
Tell you what, can you save that for after we... Tell you what, call right now.
Oh, right. Yeah, let's do that.
Call right now if you want some tickets to Peter, Bjorn, and John, 472-5667-472-KOP. They're playing next weekend, next Sunday, La Zona Rosa. One more fast food horror story.
One more fast food horror story. I went to, again, not an endorsement, Burger King. That was one of the places I went to this past week. And got a burger and stuff like that. But I also had a little sweet tooth. I hadn't had like a sweet, like a dessert or anything in weeks.
Dude,
but
fast food dessert though, that's pretty low.
I got their Dutch apple pie. For a da. Oh, never mind. I didn't eat any, whatever. Yeah.
For a da. That's
for
what you said.
For a dog.
Let the record show. Yes. You said a da. That wasn't a call to action at all.
Yeah, no, not at all. So I got their Dutch apple pie, but I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
It's a little slice of pie. But it's in a sealed cardboard container.
I'm familiar with their Dutch apple pies.
Why didn't you warn me? Why didn't you travel through time and tell me?
That they were so good?
No, they're not. They're awful.
What?
It's like, it's just this soft, like, it's like a doll's pillow of food. It's just, and you have to like peel the sides off
You're
of it.
You're making me hungry, David.
Well, I'm sorry. But yeah, that was disgusting, but I ate it.
Yeah, that Dutch apple pie was probably made last quarter. But I mean, keep in mind, I haven't eaten a Dutch apple pie in years from Burger King, but I still remember them being good, and I'd rather have that memory forever than actually trying eating these.
Well, good on you. Hang on to that.
You ready for a mascot winning ticket interview?
Yes, let's do it.
Boo, 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 boo. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was telling about those tickets.
K-O-O-P, yes. What is your name, caller?
Mike.
Mike, would you like to speak to the DJs?
No, that's cool. I was just calling about those tickets.
So you don't want to talk to the DJs?
No, that's all right.
Okay. K-O-P, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, did you say we're giving away tickets?
I did. Would you like to talk to the DJs?
Okay.
Okay, you're talking to us right now.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, yeah.
What were they, La Zona Rosa what?
Oh, you don't even know who they're for?
No.
Ooh, I don't know. That other line, which is open right now, is looking awful attractive.
Come on, give me a chance.
What's your name, caller?
Kristen.
With an E or with an I?
I.
Okay, hold on.
Let me see. Let me give you some hints about this band.
Yeah.
Okay. Their hit had whistling in it. Does that help at all?
Whistling.
They're from Sweden.
Mm-hmm. Sweden.
Yes.
Well, I'm partly Swedish.
Okay.
That ought to be good enough.
Yeah, that's
for me.
That's
I don't
great.
Know about the tickets though.
The name of the band is it's like three guys' names.
Yes.
Does that help narrow it down?
The only thing that comes to mind is Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, but they're not
Swedish. Ooh, progressive rock fan. I don't know if you don't know who Peter Bjorn and John are?
Okay, I have heard of them.
You have heard of them?
Yes. My old boyfriend was named Bjorn.
Oh, boy.
I've got enough connections.
Tell you what. You know what? I'm going to actually maybe try and look for a fan of the show, but thank you for calling in.
Mean.
Why does that mean? You're not a fan of Peter Bjorn and John.
Well, it's harsh. Okay, maybe it's not mean, but it's harsh.
I mean, tell you what. If this other person pans out or
doesn't pan out,
thank you. Call back in. We'll give them to you.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
K-O-P, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Tom again.
Hi, Tom. Would you like to speak to the DJs?
I am talking to the DJs.
Tom! Whoa! Right there, Tom!
Figuring stuff out!
You're doing it, Tom. Tom,
I have another correction for you.
Oh, lay it on us, Tom. Keep us honest.
You said earlier you didn't want to name names, but you had Tupperware.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was wondering about that too, Tom.
That is a name. That's a company.
Yeah,
it's
I did that.
Like saying I'm going to make a Xerox.
I did that
like,
for
what
effect,
you're really
Tom.
Is a copy.
I did that for comedic effect.
I think that was for comedic effect, Tom.
Well, I didn't laugh.
Oh, stat boy!
Oh, Tom.
And I don't work for Tupperware.
Just keeping us.
Yeah,
honest.
Not with that attitude.
Yeah. They
yeah,
like nice
that's
people,
that's right.
Tom.
They turned me down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Tom, are you a fan of Peter Bjorn and John?
No, not at all.
So you don't want these tickets?
No, I called in to talk about Worst Fest.
Oh, okay.
Right, yeah.
Well, tell you what, these tickets are still available. Who is that last caller?
Kristen was.
Kristen, you can call back in. We'll give these to you.
That half Swedish bombshell.
Sounded nice.
Give your plug for Worst Fest.
Yeah. What? No, that really, that's the fun fest that you're going to have. That's more than fun cubed. It really is.
I got to say.
It's fast. It's happening right now.
I had a chili dog at Fun Fest. Mm-hmm. Subpar. And I bet I would get an awesome dog at Worst Fest.
What'd you get?
No. What? No. Hmm. Huh? I said I bet I would get an awesome dog if
I'm
went
sorry.
To Worst Fest.
I thought you said you thought you were going to get an awesome dog. And I was wondering why you didn't get the best one ever.
That's what I'm saying. I think I would get the best one ever.
You would, and you would see some great polka music.
Thank you for saying polka
and
music
honestly,
and not something
honestly,
dirty.
Thomas Dernan would be the guy to talk to about this.
Yes.
Thomas Dernan and I, really, we aren't really speaking.
Yeah.
Oh, really? You guys, you got a falling out?
A little. We can't talk about it right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
He tried to hit me with his car.
Well, successfully tried.
Yes.
Well, you will see world-class polka bands, and you will see Silver Foxes and Boomin' Grannies.
Weird.
Tom, you're making me feel funny, Tom.
On the floor. It really is something to see. It's awesome.
I like it. We'll tell you what, Tom. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, we got to move on. Thanks, Tom.
Later. Bye.
Okay, bye. K-O-P, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Kristen again.
Kristen!
That guy was a washout.
I love Kristen.
Well, he didn't really want the tickets. You've weathered the storm, Kristen.
Yeah, I did.
You're
so
a survivor.
There.
You are a survivor.
My Swedish background. We're tough.
There you go, you little bombshell. Yeah.
All right, so if you go
There's
to the show.
I'm in Sweden with my mother's last name.
All right, stop talking.
Kristen, I got to ask you a question though. You're definitely the front runner.
Okay. Uh-oh.
But we need to talk. Now, the show is next Sunday, November 15th.
Okay.
Between now and then, do you think you're going to do a little research?
Yes, I'll do research.
Okay. All right. Let me converse with David real quick. David, what are you thinking?
I've already told you what I thought about it.
I think this lady's high as a kite right now.
Oh, absolutely she is. But geez. I think she could take that energy to the show.
I think if we don't give her these tickets, something bad's going to happen.
Oh, I think she's going to smash her car windows.
Yeah, probably heard.
I don't even
too.
Have a car.
Kristen, we're talking.
Oh, hey, we're doing something here.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah.
So what do you think?
I say we should give her the tickets.
All right, but let's put it like a tracer on them.
Yeah,
Kristen.
Yeah,
you win the tickets.
Yay! And that car stuff, I have good things to say. I reduced my carbon footprint by using public transportation and bicycles.
That's super.
So that's why I don't have a car. I'm not going to smash any car windows.
Oh, good
work. They didn't have to be your car windows.
Oh, well, I'm not going to smash anybody's car windows unless
good.
They have there's a good reason to do so.
Well, that better be a great reason.
Well, yeah, like if you're rescuing them from a burning car or something.
All right, Kristen, you got these tickets. Don't blow it.
Okay, I won't.
All right, tell you what.
Take care of that. I got to take care of this, and then we're going to do this.
Okay,
and then we're
cool.
Gonna call the show.
So, Kristen, stay on the line.
Okay.
If I accidentally hang up on you, call back. And,
Wait, what am I supposed to do? Hang on.
Oh, wow.
You're wearing me out, Kay. Just stay on the line, and I'll talk to you in a second about get some information. But if
he hangs up, call back. Hangs up, call back.
Okay. This board is tricky sometimes, but we're going to take a break and be back with a little bit more Mascot Wedding Show right after this.
Okay, yeah. Un momento. Okay.
Another Mascot Wedding Show in the books. We are up against it. The Clear Spot coming up next in a couple minutes. Hot Rock for your hot Saturday night, even though it's not hot anymore. Let's do the pleasantries real quick. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. Just do a little keyword search for Mascot Wedding. We're going to go out with some Robert Pollard and his new band Boston Spaceships. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.